or watch it right now online at prisonplanet.tv.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this live February 11th, 2007 Sunday edition. I'm a syndicated radio talk show host Monday through Friday, and I, in the last 3 or 4 months, have started this new Sunday broadcast in association with MS Communications and Genesis Communications. I know a lot of new affiliates are turning us on last week and this week, so I'll spend a few minutes telling you a little bit about myself coming up later in this hour. But first off, Putin says U.S. wants to dominate the world. And we'll break down exactly what this inflammatory speech, the most inflammatory that he's given since he became the president in Russia back in late 1999 when he replaced Boris Yeltsin. Also, U.S. forces show evidence of Iranian arms in Iraq. This out of Reuters, but you read deeper into the story, there really is no evidence being shown. An editor and publisher, the watchdog group, has done an analysis of this, and it's actually the very same New York Times reporter that put out the lies about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that is saying this today. So we'll be breaking that down for you. Plus, I saw preliminary numbers coming out of the Governmental Accounting Office late in 2006 on this subject. Now we have the official final numbers. 2006 personal savings dropped to a 74-year low. But you actually read into the numbers, it's the biggest low in recorded modern economic history in the United States, lower than the depths of the Depression, the previous record in late 1933, recognized as the bottom point in the modern United States economic history. And we'll talk more about what's coming in 2007 and some of the real economic indicators that affect your pocketbook, your savings, the very value of our currency, the good old greenback. But first, let me spend just a minute or two talking about who I am. I am a constitutionalist. I don't look at things on the scale of left versus right. In fact, until about 100 years ago, that was not the scale that was used by the American people or anyone in the Western world or on the planet, for that matter, to judge a political system, a leader, a king, a parliament, a legislature. The benchmark that was used was liberty versus tyranny. Was the government working for elites or was it working for the people? And I'm a constitutionalist, and I know that both political parties, the Republicans and Democrats, for at least 60 years, have been completely bought and paid for by multinational corporations. Of the 100 biggest economies in the world, the Forbes 100 biggest economies, 46 of them, up from 42 in 2005, 46 of them now, and the numbers coming out at the end of 2006, are corporations. And they don't operate, many of them, in a free market fashion. They operate in a governmental fashion, in a predatory fashion, crony capitalism or monopoly capitalism, actually seeking to destroy middle classes, destroy markets in a consolatory phase, in an attempt to consolidate. So basically, I'm here wanting the Bill of Rights and Constitution back. I'm a counter-revolutionary. These globalist interests have come in and bought off and paid off and control most of our state politicians at the state level and federal, and are lobbying the government piecemeal, incrementally, but now we're deep into it, to sign over our national sovereignty into these unelected, unaccountable international bodies which serve at the behest of these 46 major corporations and their allied crime syndicates that are working in unison. So Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, George Bush, Jeb Bush, Newt Gingrich, they're not going to save you. They're not even leaders. They're puppets. They're nobodies. They run nothing. And we're here to get you to think outside the box and begin to realize that so we can get back into a liberty culture. We'll also have wide open phones this afternoon, this evening, depending on which time zone you're listening to us in across the United States and Canada. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or locally in Central Texas if you're listening to the station we broadcast out of the bowels of, and that's KLBJ 590, and that's 836-0590. All right. Before I get into the latest war news and the war drums beating for Iran and World War III on the horizon, before we break down what's happening with the economy or what Putin's saying, and before we go to your calls, I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about the surveillance society. Now, we've had lie detectors around for over 65 years, and for the last 20, they've been completely and totally discredited. And just in the last few years, there is hardly any court in the land, state or federal, or for that matter, in even civil proceedings, where lie detector tests are admissible. Well, that hasn't stopped corporations and the government and different law enforcement agencies from producing more modern forms of quackery and black box frauds. They have come out with all sorts of fancy new systems that supposedly passively scan your brain for heat signatures and neuron brain electrochemical emissions. And they're coming out with all sorts of new cameras that measure how fast you blink your eyes or what facial expressions you make. And almost all the major studies out there that are independent by universities and government show this is even more of a fraud than the classical lie detector following your blood pressure and your heartbeat. That is, you can trick people into admitting they're lying. It's more of a fraud device. And you could argue in some cases there is some uses of it, but because it cannot prove guilt within a shadow of a doubt, it's totally worthless. Well, moving away from the classical lie detector, they now have systems that the companies selling them can't even basically describe how they work. And they've even tried to use these in court cases the last few years in the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and, of course, Europe. And it's been thrown out in almost every single case. But that isn't stopping them. Cameras in New York, cameras in London, cameras in Chicago are now being fitted as of the last month with federal grants, with face scanning systems that pick up different facial expressions that supposedly show that you're angry or planning something violent or being deceptive. They are putting in passive MRIs at 5 U.S. airports. They put some in 2002. Now they're expanding that passively supposedly scan for your brain waves. And then they come and question you saying, well, the brain scan shows you might be a terrorist. I mean, how ridiculous, how transparent is this? This is just an excuse to claim that they have probable cause. This is an excuse to catch wider and wider groups of people in a dragnet, in a massive dragnet, and it has nothing to do with a free society. And don't forget, the Associated Press late last year reported that our borders are still completely wide open, basically, and that illegal aliens at 800-plus major lending institutions in this country don't even need to show any form of ID to get bank accounts, housing loans, or car loans. But they're going to fit the airports and the streets with brain scanners for the citizens. This is a complete and total joke. And I have Associated Press, Reuters, and I have a London Guardian reports here in front of me. Here's the London Guardian. Came out on Friday. The brain scan that can read people's intentions. Now, see, that's a deceptive headline right there. And it's being billed everywhere as just, oh, my gosh, we know when you're lying now. Thought crime. And then here's another one when we get back. The tiny airplane spy that spots bombers in the blink of an eye. Every seat to be fitted with a micro camera scanning your face the entire time you're on an aircraft. Oh, that's not tyranny. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Top of the crown, raise the queen, the fatal mistake. shaking your cradle, can't shake the dreams. The fire inside of your burning grass, battle with gas, and give you room to breathe through inadequate mask. Everybody in front, let me see you pumping your fist.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Texas, are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. It is February 11th, 2007. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday afternoon. Okay, I know we've got phone lines loading up here. Jeff in Vancouver, Canada, Julie in San Antonio, Texas, TJ in Wisconsin, Keith in New Jersey, many others we're going to get to you at 877-590-5525. Coming up after the bottom of the hour news, and messages. So stay with us. We will go to your calls. Any issue, any news item, any question, any comment. You want to call up and get in my face? You agree with me? Hey, we don't screen your calls. We just get you on air, and we're ready to defend our ideas here. All right. So I remember about 8-9 years ago finding out about federal and state grants to put cameras and microphones in public schools, to put up fences around them, to start searching the children, training them how to be prisoners. And then about 5 years ago, it started in Tennessee and New York. You'd hear about cameras in the bathrooms or cameras in the school showers, and a visiting team would come and be taking showers, you know, in the seventh grade, one case in Tennessee. And the other girl saw the cameras and ran out screaming. And the school said, what's the big deal? Of course we have cameras in the showers. And, of course, it's recorded onto a computer hard drive. And it turned out that the school was, quote, sharing it around the country with other principals and people. And all over the nation, rest stops have put first cameras in the bathroom areas and then now in the stalls themselves. I mean, that's 1984. That's the ultimate vision of a police state to people back in the 40s, late 40s, like George Orwell, pen name George Orwell, real name Eric Blair, was in the future, cameras in the bathrooms. Well, in George Orwell's 1984, they didn't have cameras that scanned your facial movements, and they had AI software looking to see if you're trying to be deceptive or if you're trying to hide something. And again, it's total quackery. It violates the Fourth Amendment. It violates privacy. And I have a UK Mail on Sunday report here. I have another one out of Reuters. Two separate reports, yesterday and today. The tiny airplane spy that spots bombers in the blink of an eye. Tiny cameras the size of a fingernail linked to specialist computers are to be used to monitor the behavior of airline passengers as part of the war on terrorism. And it says Britain, Germany, the U.S., huge funding to put these in and have them on every seat watching you the entire time. And if you don't think planes don't already have cameras in them watching, you know, just the general areas, you need to do some research. All of them do now, except for some of the smaller commuter planes. But this is Big Brother. And now they're talking about having cameras that watch you in all the cars. Toyota last year said, well, so kids don't get locked in the car, we'll have a cell phone built in. That's what OnStar is, basically, into all the cars. And if the car gets too hot and there's pressure sensors showing people are still sitting in it, it will dial police and then show them the video image. Well, you know good and well they're going to use that outside of just that use. All the new computers that are coming out from Mac and most of the new PCs have built-in cameras right above the screen. There in the outside, on the edge, on the border. My wife bought a new Mac, and sure enough, there's the camera, there's the microphone. And I warned you, they're going to use that to watch you and listen to you with keyword computers. Google comes out 4 months ago, months after I made the prediction. Not hard to do. If they've got it, they will use it. Just type in Google to use cameras and microphones to watch and listen to you. And they said, don't worry. People aren't going to be watching you. Computers will be logging every word that's said, and then we'll use that to advertise at you. Imagine if somebody knocked on your door and said, I'm going to put cameras and microphones in your house and watch you, and then I'll pay you to do this. 99.9% would say way more than 99%. I mean, maybe 1 out of 1,000 might say, okay, go ahead, watch me in my house. But Google just does it, and it's announced, and very few people seem to even pay attention. Now, to show how much our culture has changed, and I wouldn't say how accepting people have gotten of this. People don't like it, but they have a feeling of they can't change it, they can't fight it. That's just the way it is. But here is a little minute and a half clip or so from the program Mayberry. What's the name of the show? Andy Griffith. I made a big mistake today, folks. It's my birthday today. My wife said, go ahead and take a nap. We'll take care of the kids. I went to sleep about 1:30, woke up about 3, got up here to the studio, and this is one of the rare occasions where my photographic memory, of course, I would need a photographic memory to know the name that the show's Andy Griffin, would not be working. So I'm a little bit dodgy here, but I'm starting to wake up. I drank some coffee. Here's Andy Griffin from near the end of the series, during the color part of the series, and he's talking to Opie, who's hidden a recorder inside the jail cell to catch a bad guy, and Andy Griffin, the sheriff, explains to him that he can't do this. Here it is.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what? We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul...
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But, Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape.
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie, the law can't use this kind of help. Because whether a man is guilty or innocent, we have to find that out by due process of law.
And then that protects the people as well as the culture as well as the precious state. And throughout history, it's always going to be the state and the powerful financial interests that use the state as its tool of control that are going to abuse the population. The government is always the most dangerous thing in history to populations. Go read what the Founding Fathers had to say. I mean, Ceausescu in Romania 30-something years ago had cameras and microphones on the street corners. Nothing near to what we have. I mean, I remember in 1998, I saw the federal grant for $844,000 a year to put up hundreds of microphones around Austin. And the federal grant said microphones to listen to people. Now, when they put it in the cover of the Statesman, they said gunshot detectors. Did you ever hear about anybody getting busted off the now thousands of microphones, quote, gunshot detectors they put up? No. They wire into the emergency management fusion centers paid for by FEMA, really the local regional governorships that control our populations. This is a MIT, and then MIT magazines bragged about it, military Pentagon-designed control grid over the people. And I'm moving faster because I've got so much evidence of this. Are cameras in bathrooms freedom? Are TV shows like 24, where every other episode they torture people's children to get answers? And then in the real world, the attorney general writes memos saying they can torture people to death, and his deputy, John Yoo, writes memos saying they can torture children in front of their parents. You don't believe me, just type in John Yoo, torture memos, torture children. You'll get mainstream reports, but again, back of the paper. So we've gone from Mayberry RFA, but our border was controlled then, we had real security then, to cameras in school bathrooms, Google watching and listening to you, everything you do being tracked and traced. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and JonesReport.com. We're going to come back, go to some of your calls, then get into all the war news in Iraq and the war drums beating for an attack on Iran. Stay with us.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at libertystickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption and, yes, crashing the lies and disinformation. Think about how far we've come in this country. How many liberties and freedoms have been eroded. And is the government and corporate interests in collusion? Are they slowing down? No, they're accelerating their program of total surveillance over the American people and the people of the world. I am glad to report to you, though, that every poll that's coming out, every indicator, every person I talk to on the street, for that matter, or on talk radio, is aware that everything is not perfect in the state of Denmark. All right, let's go ahead and go to some of your calls, and then I'm going to get into the new developments concerning Iran and Iraq. You know that the military-industrial complex, if you listen to the show, you know, planned all along in official Pentagon and Israeli documents to invade Iraq, then to invade Iran and Syria. Whether you're for the war or not, the point is the American people have been lied to, not just about WMDs, but about the intentions all along. And many of our troops are starting their fourth tour in Iraq, and over 650,000 Iraqis have died in the last 3.5 years of occupation. But we'll bring you up to speed on what's happening with the new developments, reports that U.S. Led forces have shown evidence of Iranian arms trafficking in Iraq. But the source of this is the same New York Times reporter who was caught making up stories about WMDs 4 years ago on the eve of the Iraq war. So we'll be breaking that down. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to Jeff in Vancouver, Canada. Says he wants to bounce some things off of me. Welcome. Start bouncing.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
How are you? I'm just calling from Vancouver. I've been watching about the Olympics that are going to happen here in a couple years and noticed some things that have been fairly disturbing. I've been researching what you've been talking about for quite a few years, and I noticed that every time you find a new level, there's just another level underneath. and this whole...
Oh, there's massive global social planning going into the whole police state grid over society.
Exactly, exactly. And I think I found another little facet of that. It has to do with, have you heard of Cascadia?
No, I haven't.
It's basically the part of British Columbia, part of Seattle, Washington.
Oh, sure, I know about. Sure, I've been there. Yes.
And they want to turn it into like a new province in the future, which I think might be the beginning of the North American Union. They want to have the Olympics be a Cascadian sponsored Vancouver and Seattle for 2028.
No, I thought when you said Cascadia, you meant some new company or some new development. Well, you know, under Agenda 21, which is the global UN plan that our government has basically ratified without Congress's approval, they've ordered the bureaucracies to follow it. Bush, what Reagan took us out of, signed back on to the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. Remember, he sent his wife 2 years ago over to France to sign back onto it, which then sets the policy through that treaty to order our entire society. And under that, there are buffer zones 75 miles on both sides of the Canadian and Mexican border that puts that into a type of multinational zone. And, yes, I am aware that not just on the western border of Canada with the United States, but across the entire border, that we see this mutualization or this merger, this integration. It's all part of the North American Union.
Yeah, yes, exactly, sir. And it just feels to me this is sort of like how a boxer kind of slips the jab, you know what I mean? It just seems like this is how one of the methods they're going to use to slip the North American Union by saying, oh, it's about sports, it's about, you know, community, getting us together and that sort of thing, and then using it and twisting it into something that goes kind of what their agenda is all about.
Well, I suggest you go to judicialwatch.org's website, WorldNet Daily, Associated Press, Human Events, all reported on it in January of this year, just a few weeks ago. They finally got the FOIA request issued, complied with by the State Department and the Justice Department, and that concerned a meeting in mid-September in the western area of Canada called the North American Union Summit. And we've got thousands of pages. I've read through hundreds of them now. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I read them all, but Judicial Watch highlighted some of the key areas. Go read them on their website. It said, we've got to do this by stealth. We've got to merge the countries in the North American Union. We've got to merge the military, the police, the trade, the regulations, and we can use the hoax of global warming to push a North American Union carbon tax to fund the North American Union. I mean, you ought to go read this stuff, okay? I mean, it is just incredible. And you had the heads of the State Departments of all three countries. You had unelected people like George Shultz there, one of the big kingmakers. You had Mexican and Canadian officials and all these corporate chiefs. They're writing up the agreements because we were put into the North American Union in March of 2005 up at Crawford, Texas. It was in between Crawford and Waco there at that Air Force base. Then Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, and, of course, Vicente Fox, the then president, and then, of course, the current president, George W. Bush, treasonously signed us into the North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Which clearly says, and by the way, we only got the first five pages. The entire agreement is not made public, and they said that that's classified. But now with FOIA releases from meetings about the agreement, we know they are forming the North American Union right now. And again, Lou Dobbs is even covering it. I was a kook to talk about this 10 years ago. Now Lou Dobbs is covering it. Let's go ahead and talk to Julie, she's calling from San Antonio, Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Cuckoo. Fruit Loops. Cuckoo. Put him in a straitjacket. Cuckoo.
Now, this guy called last week and called himself, I think, Wellington. And then he called back this week and called himself Julie and said and told the call screener, you don't have to lie to get on air here, okay? On my weekday show, we just ask your name and where you're calling from. Here out of the KLBJ studio, syndicating the Sunday show, they ask what you want to talk about, but you can talk about whatever you want, and if you disagree, you go to the head of the line. But if you just call in being stupid, we're going to hang up on you. I mean, you called into my show, what, Tuesday or Wednesday, and I let you go for like a minute or so saying cuckoo and Fruit Loops over and over again. Specifically, what am I saying that isn't true? Specifically, what is it that we're making up? What is it we're saying that's crazy? The people who attack us don't have any information. They can't counter us in a substantive fashion. Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in New Jersey. Keith, you're on the air. Thank you for holding. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
First of all, I'd like to say happy 33rd birthday. And no, that's not a Masonic code. I want to shoot out a couple things that's real quick. Number one, I noticed you were talking about the whole Google thing, how they hide cameras and microphones.
Well, they don't hide them. It's in almost all the new PCs and Macs and most of the old ones. And it's a huge multi-100-page report Google put out. Their stock went up, saying they're going to use the cameras and microphones to listen and record. If a dog's barking, you'll get ads for dog food. The computers can even recognize that. Every word you're saying, what TV you're watching, to go into, I mean, people pay for that type of data. But again, this is just off the charts.
Well, it's easy to disable. Number one, just put duct tape over the camera. Number two, if you have an old headphone, cut off the plug, plug it into the mic jack, and that'll disable the internal microphone. Another thing, a couple things I wanted to ask you. Number one, in your weekday show, you have this reggae song where the guy says, "I'm not the senator's son." I wanted to know the name of the track. Number two, I wanted to know, how do I contact other affiliates so I can get you on the East Coast? Because I have to either listen to the internet or call into your show. And number three, I was watching a while back a Disney show called Gargoyles, where they talk about the Illuminati. One thing I couldn't understand, which I did kind of like, is the Shakespearean theme. And it was until I got your a DVD from your website, Infowars.com, called America's Secret Destiny, that it finally made sense why they would talk about the Illuminati and then have a Shakespearean theme and on top of that.
Okay, a lot of questions there. When we get back, I'll try to briefly answer them as best I can. Then we'll continue with your calls from around the country and the North American Union up into Canada. PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com are the websites. We'll also cover looming World War III. That's what it could turn into with Iran. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to oneyeartoretire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch.
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
In the first 20 minutes or so of the broadcast, I was talking about the police state, the violation of the Fourth Amendment. And for those that don't like due process, for those that don't like the Bill of Rights, you're not an American. That's what makes America, America, is our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence. And I'm a constitutionalist. I defend this country's sovereignty and what makes this nation great. And all I hear from Barack Obama and Newt Gingrich and Hillary Clinton and George Bush is violate the First Amendment, violate the Second Amendment, violate our Constitution, flush it down the toilet. And they're the problem. And we need to reverse the New World Order stranglehold that they have on this country and the world. Now, the last caller was asking about affiliates. I've only got about 63 stations currently during my weekday show. That sounds like a lot, and we reach a couple million people a day, and I'm very proud and blessed to do that. But it's what you'd call a medium-sized syndicated show. But, of course, you've heard George Norrie on the show talk about how it is the number one show on the Internet with Shoutcast and all the other big rating services. And the future is the Internet. That's why PrisonPlanet.com is bigger than DallasMorningNews.com, RushLimbaugh.com. And I've got 9 websites, folks, and all of them are huge. You asked about affiliates on the East Coast. I think we've only got like 5 affiliates so far in the last 3 or 4 months we started the show. But that's really great. We've got, that is 5 affiliates on the East Coast. It's a total of 14 stations in the country and a bunch of others in the process of signing on to pick up the broadcast. So this is kind of a regional specialty show, but we're on from California to upstate New York, so I guess you really can't even call it regional. It's a growing, developing, syndicated program. But be glad you can listen on the web. I'm blessed that we're able to be on the web and reach millions of people every week over the Internet. And we're also blessed that wireless in people's cars is now going to be standard in the next few years with the new cars. So you'll just be able to tune into the Internet radio, hear whatever you want, have millions of choices of whatever audio or music you want to listen to, talk radio, sports, you name it. That's the revolution that's taking place. In fact, near the end of the broadcast, in the second hour, I want to talk about some of the new developments in the explosion of the new media and what the establishment is doing to try to shut down and restrict the web. We've got several reports on that today we'll be going over. To answer the caller's second question about occult symbolism in television and media, it's everywhere. Number one, it sells. People like it. Number two, there is an elite agenda with all of these symbols and this occultism, and it is very dominant in corporate America, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, the list goes on and on. And, yeah, most children's programming you see, if you flip around on the dial, it's just full of this occultic stuff, and I think it's very dangerous and very, very damaging, and parents should be aware of that. I mean, the fastest-growing religion in this country is the whole spectrum of the occult. And there's 1,000 flavors of it plus, but I'm a Christian and I just think it's terrible. But, you know, the churches in this country aren't really doing much to counter that. They're too busy warmongering for World War III. All right, so many callers here. Who to go to next? Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Austin. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call today.
You bet.
I had a quick question. I told the screener briefly. I listen to a lot of talk radio on my headset at work. I have a little portable radio I put in my pocket, and I listen to all kinds of different talk radio. And I've just heard snippets of Michael Savage, who, as a lot of people know, was one of the major drum beaters before the war. And now I've heard just snippets of him during his show during the week, where he's now coming out vehemently against troop escalation and against the president's policy and saying this can't fix it. We need to think of something else. Troop escalation isn't the answer. And I was wondering if you had any insight as to why someone like that, who was such a major drum beater for the war, is now, you know, on air saying people who oppose the government should be censored, should be locked away, is now has done. It seems, at least to a certain extent, such a complete 180.
Sure. Let me break that down. It's a very good question. Great call. I'm not in the business of bashing other talk show hosts. I love it when Limbaugh and Hannity and Neil Bortz, now on a weekly basis, take time out to attack me. I love it. I mean, I consider myself a real bedrock classical paleo conservative, and what you see is modern conservatives, just there's no comparison. These are, in my opinion, not real conservatives. But of the lot, Michael Savage really has no redeeming values. And for people that are shocked by me saying that, you need to listen a little bit more carefully, okay? Because, and first, you need to investigate people. Can you imagine if I'd written a couple best selling books as a beatnik in the 60s with things I can't even mention on the air? Can you imagine? I mean, this guy's got quite a history. I'm just going to leave it there, folks. It's unbelievable. That's all I'm going to say. Okay? I'm just going to leave it. It's just, you better do some looking around about this guy. And I've heard him, I quit listening a few years ago. I mean, I monitor talk radio to hear what's going on. So every once in a while, I'll still tune in. But openly saying anyone who disagrees with the government is aiding terrorists needs to be put in a camp, and we shouldn't be fed unless we work. So he's for forced labor camps. Newt Gingrich is saying ban the First Amendment, restrict free speech. You shouldn't be able to be against the war. That's because they're losing. 78% of Americans in major polls, two major polls have said 78. They're between 75 and 82, depending on the poll. But I just say 78. Because I saw two major. One was Mason-Dixon, another was Reuters commissioned a poll by Zogby. But 78. 70% a year ago, the troops wanted to come home. Now it's 75 in polls done by the BBC and other groups in Iraq. And so you're going to see that type of flip-flopping as they realize that their entire conservative audience has figured out this war is bad for America, bad for the world, that it was built on a lie, and that it is just getting our troops killed for no good reason. And every major CIA report coming out says it actually escalates things to have 140,000. Now they've gone up to 160,000+ troops there. So, and I've heard what he's saying. He says, let's just nuke them instead. Don't get our troops killed over there. Which is what Israel is actually starting to talk about. Yeah, nuclear war. Let's just preemptively start bombing people with nukes. You've all heard it on talk radio. Glass parking lot. They can't find Iraq on a map or Afghanistan on a map, but they can say glass parking lot. So they repeat it over and over again without looking at the global ramifications, at the socioeconomic ramifications, at America's standing, at what that'll do to the dollar. It's just across the political spectrum, the gurus, the experts, everybody's saying don't do it. Now, somebody who is against the troop escalation is Oliver North, who I've interviewed many times. And he's saying, wait a minute, if we put 21,000 extra troops, and now Bush has said 40-plus thousand, it's actually going to be 20-plus thousand there supporting the 20,000 others, that if you put more troops in undefended little machine gun nest all over Baghdad and a few other cities, that it's going to rapidly escalate the number of dead troops. And a month into this escalation, huge increases, record levels. This is the highest level in the last 3.5-plus years of dead troops. And the number of dead troops is really over 11,000. These are official numbers from last year. I'm sure they're much worse now. Because you have to die in country. If you're medevaced into Ramstein in Germany or into England, and you die there, it doesn't count as a combat casualty. It counts as a complication. So it's 3,200 and something now, and they're always messing with that number. Here's an example. The war in Vietnam, in Indochina, backing up the French, this is mainstream history, just go look it up in the encyclopedia, really started in 1958. That's when U.S. advisors and backing started. The war didn't kick off, and it never got officially declared, but it didn't really kick off and wasn't called a war until 1964 in the stage, now declassified, Gulf of Tonkin, the government, LBJ stage an attack on our destroyers, now declassified. The tape's been released by the National Library, the Presidential Library Museum here at UT in Austin. But between 58 and 64, in those 6 years, guess how many U.S. troops conservatively died? Last week I said 4,000. That didn't sound right. I was going from here. I went and looked it up. 6,000 plus troops died in that 6 years, or roughly 1,000 a year, and they kept it completely secret. So there's nothing new about this for propaganda purposes. And again, that's totally un-American. This stuff started in Vietnam. That's when the propaganda. Look, remember 2 years ago, Governmental Accounting Office, nonpartisan, the headline, $1.6 billion in fake news ruled illegal. The White House paying reporters to put out lies, paying for fake news, paying for propaganda. Remember that? Don't believe me? Type in $1.6 billion fake news into Google. You'll get Reuters, AP, Boston Globe, Washington Post, Washington Times. It was huge news. That is so un-American. That is so dangerous. So the real number, 11,000-plus dead U.S. troops. All right? And now that's accelerating with the troop escalation. Why did they escalate the troops? Why, when all the military advisors said don't do it? Why did Karl Rove cook it up? When we get back, I'll briefly describe and break down why. It's a stunt. Okay? And then we'll go to more of your calls and get into the latest Iraq and Iran news. I promise in the next hour, the future of the Internet and so much more. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking?